discussion about the Pulitzer, it came up very early as people came to us and said in the weeks after the fires how much they appreciated the coverage that was going on. We didn't think about it. We were just doing our jobs and covering the community and living the fires. Many of us were reporting on it as we were being evacuated, as some people at the paper, they lost their homes. But people started saying, he really should apply for a Pulitzer. This is really quality journalism. And then we started winning other awards, regional awards for some of that. And we began to think, well, maybe a Pulitzer is even a possibility. And I do want to just tip my hat to a number of people at the paper, including managing editor Ted Apple, who went through the heavy process of applying for the Pulitzer Prize. It takes a lot of work. And many larger papers have whole crews of marketing teams who do nothing else than apply for prizes. But we don't do that at the Press-Democrat. We don't have that luxury. And he put in a lot of time and effort. I know his main motivation was he wanted to make sure he didn't let the people down, the staff down. And so I know he invested himself in this. And then when they finally won, I think everybody was in shock. And I think they continue to be. We've had a number of nice parties since then. I think that'll continue. People are still pinching themselves. But it's been a very gratifying outcome out of all of this.
This kind of makes relevant the main idea of the paper going back to local control, local ownership.
Yes.
The idea that if there had been someone in Boston or New York or right. somewhere else who was covering this fire, it might not have been the same as it was yeah. where local folks were in charge of the paper and they knew what the story was and they went out and got it.
Yeah, Steve, I'm so appreciative that you brought that up, because universally we all feel that if it weren't for the fact that this local group of owners came in and took over ownership of the paper 5 years ago, this would not have happened. We would have been a shell of our previous self. We would not have had the resources to cover the fire in the way that we did. And we're very appreciative of that. And I hope the community really understands that is really such a key part of this. And I just want to make one other point. There was a lot of hesitancy among some people to celebrate too much about this, because this was such a devastating event for our area. But I do want to say it's been very heartfelt, the support we've been getting, the congratulations have been coming from every corner of the community, and even among people who lost their homes. They appreciate and there's so many people that feel a part of this award. I was at a restaurant out in Sea Ranch just last weekend with some friends, and they bought a bottle of champagne and we were toasting, and people started hearing I had worked at the Press Democrat. People started coming over, buying bottles. All of a sudden half the restaurant turned into a party, and that was way out in Sea Ranch. But so many people wanted to tell their stories of the fire, how much they had appreciated the coverage. And I've talked to others who've had this similar experience at out in the community, and people are just really appreciative and feel a part of this celebration. And I think that's the way we want it.